I'm Steve Karish reporting. South Korea's Unification Ministry said on Friday morning that North Korea has accepted Seoul's offer to meet to discuss Olympic cooperation and how to improve overall ties. The meeting will be next Tuesday, January 9th. The White House is bracing itself for more revelations in a new book released on Friday morning that contains many unflattering characterizations of the president, the most controversial passage of which is former advisor Steve Bannon is quoted as saying that he thought it was treasonous and unpatriotic that campaign officials, including some of Trump's own family, attended a meeting with Russians in the midst of the campaign. Other controversial parts of the book say that Trump did not really want to win the election and that his mental state is deteriorating. Author Michael Wolff appeared on NBC's Today Show Friday morning. He discussed his conversations with Steve Bannon and with other White House staff.
I will tell you the one description that everyone gave, everyone has in common. They all say he is like a child. And what they mean by that is he has a need for immediate gratification. It's all about him.
A lawyer for President Trump on Thursday sought to block publication of the book, contending it's defamatory and libelous. A passenger train burst into flames after striking a truck in rural South Africa, killing at least 18 and injuring approximately 260 others. Placing blame with the truck driver, an official with the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa said that the truck was attempting to outrun the train before it reached a crossing. From Washington, this is VOA. The United States says it's suspending security aid assistance to Pakistan until the country takes action against terrorist organizations, a move that was quickly criticized by Islamabad. Heather Newart is State Department spokeswoman.
This is something that should not come as a surprise to Pakistan because the president, Secretary Tillerson, and Secretary Mattis have all had conversations with Pakistani officials, alerting to them to our concerns that Pakistan has not done enough to detain, to take care of, and when I say take care of, I mean round up, terrorist and militant groups operating from within Pakistan.
The decision reflects the Trump administration's continued frustration with Pakistan, but Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S. on Thursday warned of the danger of suspending security aid, saying that Islamabad has contributed greatly to U.S.-led counterterrorism efforts. Azaz Ahmad Chaudhry is Pakistani ambassador to the U.S.
We should not be on the collision course. That's the point we want to make, because I think if we move in that direction, both countries will drift apart. And I do not think that it is in the interest of either state to drift apart.
The United States has put on hold a separate $255 million, which provides Pakistan the money to buy U.S. military equipment. Thursday's announcement is in addition to that suspension. Nearly 30 civilians, including children, have been killed by airstrikes in the rebel stronghold of Eastern Ghouta outside Damascus. The Britain-based watchdog group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights set blame on Russia for most of the airstrikes. There was no immediate confirmation by the Russian military, which is providing air support for government forces fighting the rebels. The United States is promising support for protesters in Iran, condemning Iranian officials for a crackdown that's left 21 people dead and more than 1,000 others under arrest. More from VOA's Lori London.
A White House official Thursday said the U.S. will look for actionable information and seek to impose new sanctions against those responsible for stifling protests that began just last week. The State Department also said it would not stand by idly. In a statement, it said, quote, "We have ample authority to hold accountable those who commit violence against protesters, contribute to censorship, or steal from the people of Iran." Lori London, VOA News.
Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, met Friday with ailing opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, but ruled out forming a political coalition with him. The opposition welcomed the historic visit, saying it sets the tone for peace ahead of this year's elections. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London.